Good morning. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. And I just pray this morning that Holy Spirit, you would come and speak to us. And we thank you for giving us this time to come and just pray to you and spend time with you this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning I just want to talk about God and his trustworthiness. You know, sometimes in life there are those types of people that really come to you and they say things like, "Oh, just trust me," you know? There are types of people that do that. You know, some people are just very confident in themselves and they're like, "Oh, dude, no worries. Don't worry about anything. Trust me. I'll come through for you. You know, you can count on me." And whether it's in sports or in life, there are a lot of youth group kids that tell me, you know, "Oh, trust me, Pastor Nate. I'll be there. You know, I'll bring 5 friends. Trust me. Don't worry about it." I'm like, okay. And sometimes they're late. You know, sometimes they don't bring their friends. But, you know, they're just very confident. They're like, "Oh, don't worry. You know, trust me. I'll come through for you." But whenever people say, "Trust me," you need to check their track record, right? You need to see, well, have they come through in the times that I've trusted them? You know, are they able to come through for me? And also you check if they have another motive behind it. You know, like any salesperson would tell you, "Hey, trust me, you know, I'm giving you the best deal possible." But are they really, or are they just saying that to mislead you and to make sure that you sign with them? But today I want to talk about how God, you know, God says to us this morning, "Trust me," right? "Trust me, my child, trust me." And most of us, probably, we don't question his ability, right? We know that he's able. We know that, you know, that he is able to come through for us if he says, "Trust me," and if we follow him. The thing that maybe we have a more difficult time trusting trusting is his goodness. Like, do we know that if we really trust him, yeah, sure, he's able, he's God, right? We don't question his ability, we don't question his power, but oftentimes what we are struggling with is goodness. And like, if we really trust him, is he gonna lead us to what is best for us? And we struggle with that. But I believe this passage today kind of shows us that, yeah, he is, you know, he proved his goodness to us when he gave his own son for us. You know, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Yeah, so it says, yeah, God was willing to even give you his own son. And if you look at it from Jesus' perspective, he was willing to give up his own life, right? John 15, I believe, says, Jesus says, "No greater love has anyone than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends." You know, if someone is willing to give up, $1 million for you, then you would think, yeah, this guy is a good guy. Like, I could probably trust this guy, you know? If this guy is willing to give up $1 million for me, I can probably trust this guy. I just saw the movie 7 Pounds. I don't know if you guys have seen it. But Will Smith, in a part of the movie, he's trying to reach out to this. He wants to do good things. He has a past where some bad things happened through him, so he wants to live his life doing good things. So he picks 7 different people to give good things to them. There's a lady who has a bad boyfriend who's beating up her all the time, beating her up all the time, and there are 2 kids. They just live in fear. Will Smith finds out about her, and so he goes to her and says, "Hey, you know, I'm this guy. I want to help you. Trust me. You can trust me. I can help you. So here's my card." She's really defensive. She's like, "Get out of my house." But another night, she gets all beat up, and so she calls Will Smith, and Will Smith says, "Okay, I'll help you," and gives her directions to this beautiful house by the beach, and says, "You know, this is my house, but I want to give it to you. And if you, all you need to do is just sign your name here, and this house is yours. The only thing I ask you to do is never try to contact me and live your life abundantly," right? And if someone's willing to do that for you, then you can trust him, you know? If someone is that nice to you and giving you his very own house and saying, "Hey, just don't contact me, but everything I have is yours, and go ahead," then you trust a person. You don't say, "Oh, maybe..." I mean, in this day and age, I guess you still question. You're like, "Maybe he's trying to screw me over somehow." But, you know, so you can tell if someone is genuinely good. And I think there are 2 things when it comes to trusting God. I believe, I mean, there are probably many, many more things. But this morning, I just want to say 2 things. Like, if we truly trusted in the Lord, I think there are 2 things that we would do. And number 1 is obedience. I think we would obey God in whatever he asks us to do. You know, in the Garden of Eden, I think this was the question for them. Because they had everything that they needed, everything that they could have wanted, everything good for them was there in the garden. But when the serpent came and said, "Hey, did God really say not to eat from any of the trees?" And then they're like, no, there's just only 1 tree. And then the serpent says, "You know why? Because if you eat of that tree, then you will be like God. And God doesn't want you to be that way." And the question is, you know, what if we truly, fully obey the Lord and do everything that he wants us to do? What if God is holding something back from us? You know, what if God is not truly giving us everything that we need, but he's holding something back? And what if we fully live our lives to obey him? What if we miss out on more fun, on more comfort, on more good things that we can enjoy for ourselves? And that's the big question. I think that was a question for them, and they failed. You know, they were like, "Yeah, what if God is holding this out on us? And if we truly obey him and stay away from the tree, we're going to miss out on being like God." And only to find out that when they did it, they lost the fellowship with God. And everything that they had that was good for them, they lost, right? They couldn't go back to. So number 1 thing, if we trust God, if we say, "Yeah, God, you are trustworthy and we know that you're good," then we obey. You know, of course there are questions like, am I going to miss out on something? You know, is God really going to bless me with everything that I need? Does he really know what is best for me? And, you know, isn't God holding out something from us? Or am I, I don't think we question so much that he's holding something out, but we question that if we follow him, we're going to miss out on something. That there is something better out there. If we did it our own way, then we would have it better. But not the case, right? I mean, I think if we really truly obeyed God and truly followed him, and trusting the Lord means, yeah, that we know that he's going to lead us to the best thing possible. So we obey, number 1. Number 2 is we stop worrying so much. Just this morning, I was... You know, I get worried. I mean, I think about, you know, my calling in life, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? You know, how is God leading me? But then I thought about the message I was to preach, and I was like, yeah, I should just trust God. You know, God's leading me, and I'm trying my best to be obedient. I'm trying my best to follow the Lord. then why am I going to sit there and worry and be like, oh, I don't know if this is the right thing for me. You know, I should like struggle to find something else that is good for me. Of course, I mean, it's good to find out and be thinking about these things and contemplate and try to think, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? But we don't have to worry, you know, we don't have to scramble to find something out for us as long as we stay obedient and we stay, in that place where we're trying to follow God's leading, then trusting God would be, hey, we're not going to worry so much. We're just going to follow. And that's much a much better life, not to worry than to be worrying, right? And worrying doesn't get anything done for us anyway. So let's just let's close our eyes. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us. Sing this song just as a declaration of God's goodness and trustworthiness. Oh Lord my God, you're my Redeemer, forever I will love you. Oh Lord my God, you're my Redeemer, forever I will love you. Oh Lord my God, you're my Redeemer, forever I will love you. Oh Lord my God, you're my Redeemer, forever I will love you. No one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. No one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. And no one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. No one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. And your name is above every other name. 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 Oh Lord, my strength, your I will love you. Oh Lord, my strength, you're my Redeemer. Forever I will love you. And no one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. And no one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is high, and no one whose hope is in the Lord. And no one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. And no one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. And your name is above every other name. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. No one who's obeyed in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I. No one who's obeyed in the Lord will ever be put to shame. You are the rock that is higher than I.
Yes, God, we just declare that no one whose hope is in the Lord will ever be put to shame. So we just declare, God, that we trust you, and we want to sing praises to you, Father, because of your goodness and your power. And as a sign of our trust to you, God, we just praise you. We sing to you, Lord. As a group prayer focus, let's pray together for just our teams again. There's an Israel team that's coming back this Saturday. Let's pray that God really blesses them and that God is with them. And let's also pray for the YWAM outreach team. They are going to be for a long time traveling. Let's pray that God's protection, God's anointing. They're in Egypt at the moment, so let's pray for those two things first. Our two teams that we're supporting.
God, we just thank you for the Israel team. We thank you for the YWAM team. We just pray for your protection over the Israel team. God, let's pray, Lord, that you lead them and guide them. We pray, Father, that you allow them to see and experience God so many.
Let's pray for the missionaries that we are supporting as a church. Let's pray for Mr. Song and Golia, the church in Uzbekistan. They just came back from Uzbek and they had a wonderful time. Let's pray that God continues to move in that church. Please pray for the Chong family in China. They have a ministry discipling the Chinese people. So let's pray for God's protection and safety, and also just power and efficient and effective ministry. We also pray for my parents, please. They are they really want to move in the Holy Spirit, you know, and God's really bringing them into that place. So pray that God, Holy Spirit, will really fill them up, and also just for protection against the attacks of the enemy. So just please pray for them, and pray for the YWAM ministry here in Hong Kong. Pray that they stay faithful to God and stay faithful in discipling young people here. And pray for Godwin as he reaches out to the Nepalese community out there in Yuen Long. Also, face-to-face ministries, Jimmy Stewart, counseling ministry, and he also goes around the world sharing the Father heart. So pray for them. Zengsheng College, let's pray that God continues to bless their school. So
So all those things that just lift up before the Lord and ask that God really meets with them and blesses them. God, we thank you for this morning. We just lift up our missionaries that we support as a church. We ask you to strengthen them. We ask you for spiritual, emotional, physical protection, God, over their lives. And we pray for effective ministry, God, fruitful ministry, Father, from what they are doing. And we just ask you to continue to guide them and lead them and show them where to go. And we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for us. And help us to trust that you are good and that you are going to lead us. And as we follow you, that you are going to guide us and lead us to the best life possible for us, God. So, Lord, help us to walk in that. And we thank you this morning. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you guys.